A pressure group, Generational Youth Movement, has dragged President John Atta-Mills before the Commission for Human Rights and Administrative Justice Raj over the controversial judgment debt paid to Alfred Woyeme. The group is asking the investigative body to find out what due diligence was done by the president and his cabinet before the 58 million Ghana cedis was paid to Mr. Woyeme. The group also wants former Attorney General who supervised the payments, Betty Modidrisu, and Chief of Staff Martin Newman, to be investigated by Schwaj. The details.
A pressure group has dragged President John Mills before the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice over the controversial judgment debt paid to the National Democratic Congress financier Alfred Woyeme. The Generational Youth Movement is asking the investigative body to find out what due diligence was done by the President and his cabinet before the 58 million was paid. Former Attorney General who supervised the payment, Betty Modidrisu, and Chief of Staff Martin Newman have been both cited for investigation by Schraj. When news about the payment broke, President Mills ordered the Economic and Organized Crime Office to investigate the circumstances under which the amount was paid. Critics and other civil society groups, however, believe an independent body is better placed to investigate the matter. A member of the Generational Youth Movement, Nana Prem Pajiman, told an Accra-based private radio station that President Mills' unwillingness to have an independent body investigate the matter is what forced them to proceed to Schraj. Describing the payment as malicious, the spokesperson said they have also filed a petition at the International Court of Arbitration to investigate Waterville, the Holland-based company on whose behalf Alfred Woyeme is said to have collected the judgment debt. Waterville, based on a memorandum of understanding signed in 2005 with the erstwhile Kufuor administration, was asked to begin work on the construction of two stadia for the CAN 2008 Cup of Nations. Ex-Deputy Sports Minister Obi Amwa explains that Waterville failed to meet the financial obligation, for which reason the MOU was later abrogated. According to him, monies owed Waterville for the initial works done on the stadia have been paid, an explanation Woyeme and his spokesperson Benjamin Echenabrintu have been quick to dispute. They argued that the NPP government abrogated a contract won fairly by Waterville after thorough procurement procedures had been followed. They insisted government had to pay for the cost Waterville incurred in seeking finances for the project. Cost for the initial construction works done by Waterville on the stadia and for wrongly abrogating a contract. Mr. Woyeme, representing the interest of Waterville, took the government to court in 2010 asking for compensation. Betty Modidrisu, who was then the Attorney General, believed the government had a bad case and went in for a negotiated settlement, after which the sum of 58 million Ghana cedis was paid to Woyeme. The payment provoked controversy, with the opposition NPP describing it as a gift to a party financier. The youth movement insists there is the need for an independent investigation into the matter to serve as a precedent to posterity.
A news desk report.